सूत्रधार में सुनते हैं पंचतंत्र की कहानियां।
पंडितोऽपि वरम शत्रुर्न मूर्खो हितकारकः वानरेण हतो राजा विप्राश्चरेण रक्षितः। अर्थात विद्वान शत्रु भी मूर्ख मित्र से भला होता है, जैसे बंदर ने राजा को मार डाला और चोर ने ब्राह्मणों की रक्षा की। पंचतंत्र में सुनते हैं मूर्ख बंदर और राजा की कथा।
सिली मंकी एंड द किंग। A monkey was a devotee and confidant of a king. The king had appointed that monkey as his bodyguard and was allowed to move freely anywhere in the palace. One day, the king was sleeping and the monkey was blowing air with the fan standing near him. A fly sat on the king's chest while he was sleeping. Even after repeatedly removing it with the fan, it kept sitting there again and again. Then the foolish monkey struck the fly with the sharp sword. The fly flew away, but the king's chest was broken into two, and the king died there. That's why it is said that friendship with a fool can be harmful. On the other hand, there lived a learned Brahmin in a city who had become a thief due to circumstances. Once, four Brahmins from another city came there. When he saw Brahmins earning money by selling some things, he thought, why not steal their money somehow? Thinking this, he came to the Brahmins and talked to them in a quiet manner and joined them. The Brahmins bought precious gems with all their money and put them in a bundle and tied them around their thighs inside the clothes. Seeing all this, the thief thought that he somehow accompanied them, so when there was a chance, he could steal the precious gems. So he somehow persuaded them to take him along with them by talking nicely. Seeing the five of them on the way, the crows cried out,
"Oh, Kirats, run and run! The very rich ones are going. Kill them and take away all their wealth."
When the Kirats heard the crows, they surrounded them and saw all their belongings. But they did not get any money. Then the bandits said, "These crows do not lie. Give us whatever money you have. Otherwise, we will kill you and take everything you have." Hearing them, the thief thought, if they kill these Brahmins and find jewelry with them, they will think that I also have jewelry, and they will kill me too. Thinking so, he went ahead and said, "Oh, bandits, if so, then you take a good look at me." The dacoits beat him and searched him in every way, but found nothing with him. Then the thieves felt that the rest of the Brahmins would also have nothing, and so they let them go. Thus, a wise enemy saved the lives of those Brahmins.